Don't go past that.
You shouldn't be in my old bedroom.
Looking around, asking questions.
In my closet.
And that's why some of the old heads sit in the house to make sure everything goes as planned.
Right, sitting there right on that couch. Back
no,
right
baby. Now.
It's the trapologist coming through with the tea. We coming with the news, the culture you wait and see. Classy trap queens are the only thing to beat. If you hear the laugh and vibe, come take a seat and...
All right, so we're back.
Are you whispering?
Am I? Maybe because it's late. Let me put my daytime adult voice on. So we're back at it again. The Trapologist, we have Kay
and Key.
And today we are going to be talking about the cookout. Look out for the cookout. Ooh, I'm getting ahead of myself. Follow us. Follow us at The Trapologist. That's on Instagram. That is on Facebook. Like, when did I get back? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Also, you can listen to our episodes if you're listening now and you just want to list it up, switch it up, listen to something else. We are on Spotify. We are on Google. We are on Apple. We are on SoundCloud. Check my mixtape. But like we said, so this episode is the cookout. Look out for the cookout. Have you heard that phrase before? What does that mean to you?
Look out for the cookout. Stay tuned. I don't know. I've never
heard that. So that's something I feel like we used to say, like, when I was in college. Like, look out for the... people of my generation, you know, the millennials. Are you a millennial?
I'm a millennial.
Oh, well, the original OG millennials. You know how they go. No, so you was almost like Gen Z.
First of all, don't disrespect me. First of all, I will not sit here and be pushed into another generation.
I mean, what's the cutoff?
Let's go and Google for this.
But okay, so look out for the cookout. So that means, like, all right, you put me on, I'm looking out. Like, basically look out for the general well-being of the group. Ooh, are you a Gen Zer? Because
I see this face. I'm okay. Not a Gen Zer.
What's the cutoff?
It's 1981 to 1996.
Ooh, burly.
I'm in there.
Burly. What year were you born?
94.
Ma'am. Mrs. Okay, so like I said, my heyday.
Right.
Who's it? That's a saying, right? Heyday.
Okay, you baby boomer.
Ooh. Okay, boomer. So like, look out for the cookout. So that's what we're talking about today. We're gonna hit up cookout essentials. First of all, who's invited to the cookout? Well, okay, do people have to be invited?
I feel like most of the time the cookout, no, you have to. Okay, you have to be
okay
invited.
Let's start like a virtual cookout, like how we on like on social media, you'd be like, oh, they can come to the cookout versus real cookout. What are we talking about here today?
Let's talk about both.
Okay, both of them.
So an actual, factual, real cookout, you have to be invited.
Okay, but what if it's like your friend's auntie's cousin who just came with her? Like, can she come in?
Okay, that's different. Yeah. It's like, okay, I invited the friend, auntie.
Cousin. Yeah, okay.
And then she brought her friend. Right. That's okay. Right. I invited at least one of you.
Right, I know how you're connected to my cookout.
But one of those drive-through, oh, what up, cut? No, sir.
But what if he really
cookout
a cousin?
Where? Cookout where?
But what if he really a cousin?
We're not having a cookout.
Ooh.
This is dinner.
You just gonna cut him off like that on camera?
I showed it.
So, like, okay. So, why wouldn't the cousin be able to come, though?
If I didn't invite you, why are you pulling up to my establishment?
I mean, I guess.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess maybe, like, if you ain't deal with him like that.
Right. If this is my house, and you pulled up to my house, no. Now, you know, some people have cookouts at the park. Okay, if we at the park, you know, you pulled up, oh, I just happen to be out here. Oh, what's up? You know, slide through, come get you something to eat. But don't just slide through, come and get me something to eat, and you ain't, like, spoke to nobody, you ain't said nothing, you just pull it up in the food.
Okay, that's a whole manners thing.
Yeah.
So, another thing about manners at a cookout, the being in the house part, how do you feel about, like, people being in the house?
That's why I feel like it should be also like invitation. Because if I invited you in, okay, then obviously I'm comfortable with having you like inside the house. I'm not really a
cookout
person
anyway. Like when I'm not like in it.
Right. I'm not a cookout person anyway. Because if it's at my place, everybody's staying outside. Don't come in my place. You tracking dirt. Your hands everywhere. Your eyes looking at everything.
That's my thing. You go to the bathroom and that's it. That's all.
Right. Don't be in my...
Don't pass. Go. I bet not catch you at my parents' house. Because I ain't having to cook out. I live in an apartment. The bathroom is like the first thing when you walk in the door.
Right.
Don't go past that.
You shouldn't be in my old bedroom.
Looking around asking questions.
In my closet.
And that's why some of the old heads sit in the house to make sure everything goes as planned.
Right, sit there right on that couch. Bathroom.
No,
right,
baby.
There.
Yeah, that's how. So cookouts, you need to be invited. For me, mine a little bit different. Like, okay, you still family, you can come.
So why didn't you invite your family member?
I mean, there's a hell of a lot of them. You know, like sometimes you don't be thinking about everybody all the time. Like word of mouth.
Okay, I can see that.
So you got to have the old heads there for memories, pastimes, good stories to, like we just said, sit there and guard the post. Mm-hmm. Got to have manners. What's some other cookout manners you need to have?
Honestly, it's just one of the, it's like a, especially with all this stuff going on, like germs and stuff, I need to visually see everybody wash their hands or hit that hand sanitizer pump one time.
And don't be digging, like, your hand in no bag for, like, buns and chips.
First of all, when you get to that mac and cheese, fam, do not dig your spoon in the middle of it first.
Who does it?
I've seen some crazy stuff in my days. Not dig. Stuff like that irks me. Do not dig in the middle of a pot of anything. If it's beans or something, it's going to slide back together. Cool. Macaroni? You just disrespected the whole.
Yeah, I can see that. Another thing that, you know, people are big on plates. How many plates can you take?
Okay. Plates as in, I don't like my food to touch plates, or plates as
in, this is my food. No, ma'am. We are not accommodating that. So what do you mean?
For my one person, if I'm leaving a cookout, how many plates can I take?
Yeah. How many, if it's your cookout and people are leaving your cookout with plates, how many, what's the plates per person ratio?
I want to have one.
So.
Because, okay, now it's a difference if I'm trying to hold this and I want leftovers. It's another thing was like, okay, I'm not going to eat none of this again. Y'all have it. But if I'm like, okay, some of this I want to keep for myself.
But you put those plates
at least at one or two plates.
Yeah, like if you know you want something, like go ahead and put you a plate up.
Don't carry 10 plates out. Oh, this that's is my for thing. My, this for my friend.
This is for my auntie, uncle, cousin. No.
Church friend. Like, no. Mm-mm. They should have.
Where they at?
Right. And did they put in for this?
Like, I think the, like, say me as a single person, I should not leave with more than 3 plates.
Right.
I think that's a reasonable number. So, officially, the person, plate per person ratio is 3 to 1.
Period. Okay.
So I think that's all for the cookout manners. You know, don't be stuck up at the cookout. Like, you got to speak to folks, especially if this is my house. Like, who are you?
I feel like if I invite you to a cookout, you should offer, hey, would you like me to bring something? Do you want me to contribute?
Who can bring stuff?
First of all, if you're not melanated, I apologize, but
I don't eat. So my thing is, like, I got to know, I have to have receipts that you can make said thing good. Like, just don't be offering to bring whatever, and I ain't never had it.
When I say offer, if I don't trust you, I mean plates, napkins, spoons,
the ice. Yeah. You know, if you brought ice, if you're ever assigned to bring ice, just know, like, if anyone has ever told you or not, just already take it as a, you can't cook.
You can't cook.
Or if you're asked to bring store-bought cakes or store-bought anything.
Soda?
Yeah. If you have been the soda cousin, just know, you will never cook macaroni at Christmas.
Period. Ever.
Like, ever. Unless some drastic changes occur. But yeah, for bringing food, you got to have, like, I already be having people in mind, like, oh, I want so-and-so to bring the mac and cheese, blah, 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 gonna be on the grill. So you got to have those designated stations. Everybody can't be all up in everything.
If the grill master ain't got them slides on,
he got to go.
He got to go.
If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you. If you ain't got them grill shoes on, and y'all know, everybody knows.
You know what them grill shoes is.
Like, then, I don't know. Like, have you earned the, okay, what about young, there's some young dudes that be on the grill sometimes.
then he need to play the part. Ooh. I need him to slide them shoes on.
But then I feel like I wouldn't trust him because then he appropriating.
Look, I don't know if I'm going to have no young buck on my grill anyway at the cookout.
That's true. Especially if there's some old classic old heads like you already know about. Like, he got to have on those shoes, and he gonna bust it down. Like, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You gonna have all burntness of hot dogs that you like.
Bruh, you have to burn the hot dogs.
That's unacceptable. If they're not burnt, I'm gonna need you to do it again.
Yeah.
Like, put it back.
This ain't cooked. This raw.
Yeah. I don't like this.
I don't like that.
But yeah, so you gotta have, so people had to cook out. We got our grill master. We got whoever bringing the mac and cheese and whoever bringing the potato salad. And then we got the grill. Oh, I already said grill master. And the old heads.
The DJ.
Ooh. Son. Major key.
Yeah. The majorest key of all keys.
Yeah. You got to have a good DJ. And you got to have somebody who is going to, like, stay on their station. Like, you can have somebody to bring them plates, bring them drinks, blah, blah, blah. But we can't, be going gaps without music.
Those long pauses are awkward.
And then, I don't like when they be switching, fast, slow, fast, slow, fast, slow. Mm-hmm. Give me, a couple. Let me bop for a minute, you know?
Right.
Before you go in between whatever.
I agree. And I feel like at a cookout, it's also important to just know the people you're inviting. Because you have to also kind of, play with the vibe.
Yeah.
You can't invite all low people. Low energy folks.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
You're trying to have this different ambiance. You have to mix it, you know, put the high energy people with a couple low energy so they can meet in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like it's all about a vibe.
I feel like also I ain't trying to bring people that I already know don't get along because I ain't about to have no mess.
You're not finna do it at my place.
Not in my good house. Says the Lord.
What's a good hostess or host?
I think somebody who's genuinely personable person, and can, I don't know. Cause after a while I'll be tired of looking at people. So I know I'm not one. I'm okay, it's been fun. It's been cool. But
that part, how do you end a cookout? Cause a lot of cookouts, and we here until nighttime.
Yeah. I think it should be ideally the host should be somebody who really don't care about the curfew. Cause people, I've never been at the end of a cookout, you know? I've always left before the cookout is, over.
Because I ain't trying to clean, honey.
Ooh, period. Ooh, well, y'all putting stuff up. That's my cue. Because I ain't cleaning nothing.
The first time I see a chair getting picked up.
Ooh, let me pick up my keys because, honey.
Pick up my keys, pick up my plates. It's time to go.
Now, I would say the only cookouts I have helped clean up with because I was obligated was at my grandma's house.
Same.
And I was
staying
there.
That's.
But
that's,
if it's a friend of the family or a distant cousin or anybody besides my grandma, basically, I'm not staying to help clean up.
Help who?
Help where? I'm the one with the three plates in the car already ready.
Oh, y'all hear that?
Ready to go.
My house called me. It's
and you ain't even gotta. You ain't gotta do a formal. You be like, all right, y'all. It was nice. And then you
right. Yeah.
So we talked about who's coming. We talked. Oh, what about all the different foods that have to be there?
Fried chicken.
Okay.
Mac and cheese.
Yes.
Potato salad.
Yes.
Hot dogs.
Yes.
Hamburgers.
Yes. Okay, the grilled chicken too.
Okay. Grilled barbecue chicken.
See, I'm not too crazy about actual Okay, I'm not crazy about bottled barbecue sauce. If somebody did their own little mix, I'm good with it. Ooh, so you gotta have a nice... You gotta have drinks at the cookout. Uh-huh. Alcoholic and non-alcoholic. I like a good Kool-Aid. A mix.
Bruh, yeah. Granddaddy Kool-Aid?
Yeah, that's the best Kool-Aid. He is gold Kool-Aid. It's some little special stuff. I ain't even about to get into that, but
that thing is, oh my God.
It's on point.
I might have to make some. I get back to the group.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Gotta have good drinks. So those are all the main foods for me. Uh-huh. You can be extra and add a little razzle dazzle here and there, but those are the staples. I can't maybe. Ooh. Okay. So everybody don't know about this. This is a Southern thing, more specifically South Cackalack. Uh-huh. Chicken bog.
Yes. Why? I just texted my mom the other day, asked for the recipe.
But chicken bog, and I feel like other people other than South Carolina don't know what chicken bog is, and I don't understand.
T looked at me crazy when I was like, let's make chicken bok for dinner. He was like,
yeah,
chicken what?
So for those of y'all who likely don't know, chicken bok is like this good combination where you have rice that's cooked in, so you boil the chicken first. So you can have the chicken, like you kind of make your own chicken stock. And with that, you cook the rice in it and add sausage and the whole dish together with the rice, the chicken and the sausage. And like some people put onion, some people put like other seasonings or whatever. That dish together is called chicken bog and it's bomb. So Google South Carolina chicken bog or whatever, whatever, whenever you have time. It's good as well. Don't judge the name.
Right. But basically chicken and rice with sausage. But cook,
but don't call it like that. No, it's chicken bog. down here we sell plates. So if you go to a plate sale, like a so there's either like fish fries, regular plates, or chicken bog plates. So you can have most of the times if you get a like say the church is selling plates, you get a chicken bog plate and it have like a slice of bread. I never understand the slice of bread. It's regular white sandwich bread. You get you get the chicken bog and then you most of the times it's string beans and then you can get like a piece of cake or something like that. But that's what chicken bog is, a southern classic. More specifically, I guess, for South Carolina, I have looked at the history. I don't understand why people don't know what it is, but it's bomb.
That is so
and
good.
For me in my house, it has to be at the cookout.
I feel that. You know what? I was on social media, you know, social media link, and somebody said that this is what they have at their cookout.
Okay. I'm ready.
When I say this, you already know who said this.
Yeah, I already feel it. Go ahead and tell me. Okay.
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Just wonder, like, are they Italian? Oh. That's like a messy, like, I get it, that chicken and all that is messy, but I've never felt that, never wanted that at a cookout.
Because my thing is, it's hot outside. Ooh. I don't know. There's something about those flavors that just, like, I don't know if I should be eating that when I'm outside.
Like, I have mac and cheese for that.
Right, like a, I don't know.
Ooh, speaking of mac and cheese, I saw the most disrespectful mac and cheese ever today on Twitter. Someone took uncooked macaroni noodles. So, you know, the regular, like, 13x9 glass pan or whatever you put the stuff in. They took all of this, like, straight up out the refrigerator, straight up out the pantry. Dumped dry macaroni noodles in there. Dropped, like, a cup of milk in there, a cup of heavy cream. Sprinkled salt and pepper on there. And put shredded packed cheese in there. And baked it for an hour. And said that it was baked mac and cheese.
That thing was probably dry.
So they had they actually had hella milk in there, and when they took it out the oven, like it looked like mac and cereal. Like it was like you can see from the, you know how like the glass pan is clear on the side, you could see like it looked like milk and cereal. Like it was just a lot of milk in there, and I'm like,
oh no, baby, what is you doing?
Yeah, that's the most disrespectful. So, like, again, this is why you can't have everybody making everything. Like, if you come to anywhere near me with anything like that and you call it mac and cheese, please get out. Find the nearest exit.
Because I feel disrespected.
You disrespected me and my family.
In my own home.
And I won't tolerate it. So, we talked about the people. What's the music? So, you gotta have good music for the cookout.
You gotta have the staples. So, I need to be doing the cha-cha slide. The electric slide.
We gonna be sliding everywhere. We gonna Tootsie slide now.
Mississippi mud slide.
See, for me and my... I'm gonna stop saying that because I'm tired of hearing me say it. I don't like group dances.
Line dances? Bro, that is a classic.
I get it. I understand it. I respect it, but I don't participate. Like, I don't like organize. I don't know. I just never have.
I feel it.
Like, but I feel like the music's... should be good for like the crowd that's gonna be there. So like for me, like I still like my southern, I guess, manners, I guess. Like I don't wanna have like a bunch of curse words around all the old people.
No, do not be cussing around my grandparents.
Yeah, because then they're gonna be looking at me crazy.
Like, oh, this what you listen to?
These who you associate with.
I ain't raised you up like this.
Look, you and your little friends. But
seriously.
Like, give me the clean version, and then also have some old head music so they can vibe and bop and have a good time too.
Right, I agree. I feel like line dance music is basically the slow jams at the end of the club.
Yeah,
Because it's like, okay, we wrapping it up. We get people moving. It's time to go.
Yeah. And then also you got to have some like stuff the kids can listen to. So that's another thing like where I feel like maybe have the clean versions of the songs. But definitely right. have like the good stuff. Like I ain't trying to hear like, I don't know. Like just make it good. Well, no, I like all that. I'm with it. I'm just like, play the clean version. And yeah. then just have recent hits or whatever, whatever.
I agree. I feel like the kids should have something. So, like, the new dance.
Yeah, like let Renegade the kids. Like, baby, go like on, do that dance. Yeah, like, have something they can do.
For every generation.
Yeah. And with that being, oh, and that, okay, so now switching modes to virtual cookout. So, like, on internet, when y'all be like, so-and-so can come to the cookout, can y'all, can we as a people stop inviting, quote-unquote, inviting people to the cookout for doing basic things, or right. appropriation even, in some cases? I don't want to hear that so-and-so is invited to the cookout because they did a TikTok and they are rapping, mouthing words correctly.
Seriously.
Everyone doesn't need to be invited. Everybody doesn't need an invitation.
They basically be handing. I feel like a lot of our community be trying to hand out entries to our community and culture for the smallest thing.
And then you just end up taking it back later. Look at right. Miley Cyrus. Look at Bad Baby. Look at probably a million other people.
Bad Baby.
What's the girl name?
Bad Barbie.
Whatever. She, we already talked about her. She canceled. But like, stop inviting everybody to the cookout because everybody ain't worthy.
Right. All your friends ain't your friends.
And all skin folk ain't kin folk on that matter.
Period.
And we're going to say it again for the people in the back.
Ellipsis.
Ellipsis. We got to sound like a good way to say that. Period. Ellipsis. Okay. All skin folk ain't kin folk. That's what we said. And think about it and you know what it means. So we can think of hella examples, but we ain't going to go there.
So y'all, all in all, at the cookout, stay safe. Have fun.
Ain't no drama. Don't bring it to my house. But all in all, you can find us at The Trapologist. That is on Instagram. That is on Facebook. That is on Twitter. You can listen to our podcast at everywhere you can listen to podcasts at. So whether that be Apple, that be Google, Spotify, or SoundCloud. We are looking for sponsors. Sponsor me, baby. so if you know some sponsors, or if you have a business, a small business, big business, and you want to get more exposure, and you feel like you vibe with our message, our intentions, hit us up. So you can DM us. Our DMs are currently open. Yeah.
Make sure you leave some reviews. If you think of, honestly, we are as many places as we are. Wait. We are trying to be at every place we possibly can. So if you think of, oh, I wonder if the Trapologists are on this. If we are not, let us know. And I promise you we'll be on it by ASAP. The next time. So just, you know, we try to have this community thing. So we vibe with y'all. Hopefully y'all vibe with us. But let's talk. Let's stay connected. We family. At the family reunion. Who we introducing? Who we introducing? Okay.